Hi listeners, welcome to the very first mini episode of My Late Night Inbox. Next week, the first official full-length episode will be up, but for now, I couldn't leave you guys hanging. The creative arts were in my favour today, so here I am. I hope you're all doing well. Obviously, this isn't easy at the moment, given the pandemic. I did want to tune in today to make you all feel a bit better about yourselves. As many of you probably know, Netflix recently came out with a new documentary, The Social Dilemma. And as many as you have, I watched it too, and it had me taken aback so much. After the documentary, I literally felt so betrayed, but also hollow on the inside, if that makes sense. It kind of made me think, why do I spend like an average of 5 hours a day on my phone? And I started counting the amount of hours I spent on my phone daily. But, you know, that was not a good idea after all. So I wanted to give you guys my insight. Although I don't have a huge following, I am a young adult that grew up with social media. And I too felt the pressure to stay active, look pretty, and be everything people portrayed me to be. Alright then, let's dive in. Well, I want to start with growing up with social media and my experience. So, here we go. The first 11 years of my life, I didn't have a Facebook account, nor did I have a phone. I literally had nothing besides an MP3 player. But back then, everything changed when I started going to secondary school, and for my birthday, I was given my first phone ever. And I also made a Facebook account, but these were mainly the only things that I used at that age. Well, then things gradually began to expand in terms of accounts. Later in my teenage years, Snapchat and Instagram popped up, so of course, I downloaded it too. I can vividly recall my first pictures, my posts, but they were not great, and to be honest, aren't these ancient posts embarrassing for everyone? I mean, for me, my social media engagement started hitting off at the age of 16. I had decided to change everything. I wanted more Instagram followers, and I wanted people to like my pictures. So I did everything that I could to succeed. And it might sound silly, you know, looking back and reflecting on it, but I was so determined back then to do so, and everyone at school, or like most people, they cared about their posts, and they did care about their numbers, like 100% sure. These numbers, they decided who were popular, which people were popular, and who were not, which is absolutely ridiculous, but anyway, that's just the way things were back then. At least for my teenage ass, we didn't know any better, and I too felt this pressure, and I tried to make the best out of it. And in 1 year, I went from 50 to like 500 followers, and truly, I was so grateful and so happy. At least, that's what I taught myself back then. So this pressure persisted throughout secondary school. I wasn't too bothered by it overall, and there were certainly people who were more concerned about it than I was. And the funny thing is, everyone and everything changed after graduation. I suddenly decided that I did not care anymore, and I just felt so stupid for trying to fit in all those years. But it was a lesson that I had to learn, and I'm glad I did. I just wish I was one of those kids that simply could not be bothered by any social media attention whatsoever. I just strive to be that, to be like that one day. Alright, so the next little subject that I want to really talk about is how to mentally log off. So I've seen a lot of people, you know, take breaks from their phone, and I am very intrigued by this. And also, I kind of do the light version of this every once in a while. So whenever I feel sad or angry or anything out of the ordinary, I always try to put my phone away for an hour. Or like an evening maybe. So we're so quick to jump to conclusions just because your friend did not like your most recent picture, or maybe someone's angry with you and you didn't respond in a group chat. And I believe that that is okay, you know, more than okay, to take that step back and to take your time to answer. And there's all these feelings that don't need to be there in the first place, which are created by social media. But guess what? They're simply lying to you. They're just feelings that shouldn't be there in the first place. And many people think that they are the victim of social media, but they aren't, you know. You have the right to log off whenever you want. Feel free to do so whenever you want. However, most people will realize fairly soon after this that they will experience FOMO, fear of missing out, and just handling the thought of missing a notification or an update from a friend or a phone call, it kind of truly freezes and paralyzes their brain. But why is that? It's so weird when we think about it. I'm a victim of this too, you know. I'll be so worried after one night of not checking my phone, my heart rate skyrockets when the next day I'll read something along the lines of 14 new notifications. Dude, that is so fucked up. I should not feel like that whatsoever. And I'm pretty sure that many people in my area, many people, many friends that I know, they feel like this too. And it's so weird. And I can't place it. So how are we going to fix this? Do we delete everything? Or what do we do? Well, in my opinion, it's all about balance, which is, you know, pretty easy to say for me. But yeah, be on social media. It connects so many people. It creates safe spaces for those that need it. And it does offer so much more, which is all positive. But do I think that you need to spend hours on it every day? You need to stay up to date whenever you can? No, you don't need to do that to yourself, please. It's so easy to just grab your phone when you're bored, but instead try looking at the world around you. Notice how day shifts into night, how summer turns into autumn. I feel like we lost track of how the real world changes when we started staring at our screen so much. So here are some basic things that I do on a day-to-day basis to just get that screen down on the low end. First of all, I check my screen time every day, and I will make sure that it won't be more than 2 hours a day. Keep your phone far away from your bedroom. You know, I am one of those people that stays up late at night watching TikTok, watching YouTube, or maybe even listening to podcasts. But you know what it is? You will not be able to fall asleep after hours of scrolling. You won't. You just, or maybe you can, but I certainly can't. So don't be too harsh on yourself either. If you caught yourself spending more than like 2 hours a day on social media, forgive yourself. It's not that serious, but still try. Just try. So that was all for today. I hope you made some sense out of my rambling, and I also hope you'll find the courage to rethink your relationship with social media. Don't demonize it, but just keep an eye on it. Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure to leave a review if you think it's good. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple, Spotify, or Anchor. next week, the very first full-length episode will be up on this channel. So, till next week, and have a great day.